Representative Tim Pluke of Liberty says Senate Bill 215 zeroed in on the core issues the House wants.
Expanding the Quality Jobs Act to $100 million, changing the per company cap within that act so that we can go after some larger projects that are out there.
The Senate, though, rejected it, and Pluke doesn't hold out much hope to resurrect that bill. He might try another, this time not just incorporating measures he deems necessary to help Monsanto expand in St. Louis, Burns and McDonald grow in Kansas City, and lure investment by Eagle Pitcher in southwest Missouri, but also tax credit reform. Pluke says it seems that no jobs bill will move in the Senate without tax credit reform.
In the Senate, I think you've got a gridlock over this issue, and I am not certain at this point how they're going to break it. But we've agreed here in the House, the only hope we have is to keep pressing them with economic development bills and keep up the pressure on our side.
He has a little more than a week to reach a compromise with the Senate. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.